Well, good evening, guys. It's raining and windy here. So to brighten myself up, I'm having a few Peronis. Now, I just watched a couple of videos. You know, where these guys with a microphone or recording apparatus interview femons who are all dolled up for the evening in the street.
That's where she belongs.
Shut up. And they ask these femons certain questions. And these answers these femons give, and I don't think it's just me, they're all lying through their teeth. Because the first reaction from a femon if you ask them a question is to lie. Deceive. And I can understand why a lot of times. Because if they were honest and told the truth, guys would run like hell. They all create this sort of persona that butter wouldn't melt in their mouths. And they're all cute and shy. Yeah, I know. Even though all the videos and all the talk the guys have talked to each other, they still think that works. And to them, it's just a game. They're looking for a serious relationship, but are acting like children. Of course, it's in their nature, because even when they get stopped by the police, their natural instinct is to lie and deceive their way out of it. And although this does come naturally to them, they have grown up watching their mother lie to her husband. One of the questions was, what's your body count? And of course, this average-looking femon said 100, which, although it's possible, it felt like a lie to me. Because they're all trying to pretend something they're not. In fact, a lot of them are lying so much, they don't even know who they really are themselves. They're living in a fantasy world, in their heads. In a strong relationship, you need a good foundation. Starting off with lies and deceit is a shaky foundation. Then it's no good to femons blaming the males. He never told her to lie. And they all wonder why they just get pumped and dumped. And what I've seen from femons the last few years, it doesn't look like there's very much hope for them. Because this time, man isn't going to step in and help them. They're going to have to help themselves. Which means, of course, they're going to have to realize that they are the problem. Oh. This Peroni tastes really good tonight. You take it easy, fellas.